From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Reisman is reporting for the State of Politics blog. As expected, the acting director of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, Matthew Albins, made an appearance February 20th at the Rensselaer County Jail in Troy to denounce the state law permitting undocumented residents to apply for driver's licenses and preventing federal agencies from accessing the motor vehicle database. Albins, flanked by law enforcement and elected officials, including Rensselaer County Sheriff Patrick Russo, the only sheriff in New York to collaborate with ICE, said, and I quote, "I don't know how you compromise on public safety," end quote. The well-publicized event was met by a protest attended by 75 people who chanted outside the building, causing the press conference to be briefly halted. Abby Hoover is reporting from Columbia Green Media. Some local residents participated in that demonstration, including Brian McCormick, director of the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. The Sanctuary Movement is the regional coordinator of the Green Light Campaign, and McCormick estimated the group has assisted more than 400 community members in obtaining driver's licenses since the law went into effect in December 2019. At the press conference, Albins denied that his department would use the state's motor vehicle database as a way to find undocumented people, but McCormack said there are examples from other states that ICE is abusing access to databases. McCormack said, and I quote, "They are using that to target our immigrant communities, and that's exactly why we wrote the strongest privacy provisions in the nation into the green light legislation," end quote. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. The Greenville Town Board has announced residents should expect an increase in their sewer bill. Town Supervisor Paul Mako said, and I quote, "It was recommended to us by our bond attorney, Christine Schell, and by the Environmental Facilities Corporation that we look into the possibility of doing a sewer rate increase," end quote. He said the increase would be in the neighborhood of $10 per quarter on the basic sewer bill of $110. Before imposing any increase, the town board will hold information sessions and a public hearing to inform the public and gauge residents' reactions. Mako said it has been some time since residents saw an increase in their sewer bill. Mako noted, and I quote, "I don't think we've had an increase since we expanded the sewer district downtown," end quote. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Ann Correal is reporting for the New York Times. The Trump administration continues to target New York over passage of its green light law, this time by crippling the overseas export of tens of thousands of motor vehicles. As a result, a busy industry that includes car dealerships, auction companies, exports, freight carriers, and shipping lines has ground to a halt. The restrictions announced this month by the Department of Homeland Security are delaying the export of all vehicles with New York State titles. But Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's office and people in the industry said the car export trade has not simply slowed, it has stopped. Ships have been contained at ports, containers unloaded, and cars put back in storage. The new restrictions came at the same time the federal government started barring New York residents from trusted traveler programs such as Global Entry. Federal officials tied their actions to the state's passage of the Green Light Law, which allows undocumented people to obtain driver's licenses and blocks federal agencies from gaining access to the state's motor vehicle database. More than a dozen states offer driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants, but only New York has shielded its motor vehicle database from federal immigration enforcement agencies, according to administration officials. A spokesman for U.S. Customs and Border Protection said the agency checks vehicle ID numbers against state DMV records to verify ownership and check for fraud. And I quote, "Because CBP, Customs and Border Protection, will no longer be able to carry out these checks against New York Department of Motor Vehicle Records, the export of the used vehicle titled and registered in New York may be significantly delayed," end quote. A Cuomo administration official responded, saying the agency would check if cars were stolen using a national database that is updated by the New York Department of Motor Vehicles. Read the full story in the New York Times. Tim Blydenberg is reporting for the Times Union. Ruth Piwanka, Kinderhook Village historian, has been named the 2020 recipient of the Martha Washington Woman of History Award. The award is given by Washington's headquarters state historic site every year to a woman who has made a contribution to the history of the Hudson Valley through education, promotion, or preservation. Piwanka holds a seat on the Village of Kinderhook Historic Preservation Commission and at one time served as the municipal historian for the town of Kinderhook. She played a significant role in the restoration of Kinderhook's Persons of Color Cemetery, listed by the National Register of Historic Places. For more than 50 years, Piwanka has been an independent curator and researcher of Dutch heritage and material culture in the Hudson Valley. She is also a published author and mentor to students and colleagues and volunteers, the historic site said. The award presentation will take place at Washington's headquarters state historic site at 2 p.m. on March 22nd. The public is invited and encouraged to attend. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.